Baseballs autographed by famous major leaguers and other celebrities are often highly sought after by fans and collectors and can sometimes become very valuable objects, but it's not every day you hear of a baseball that's been autographed by legendary American industrialist Henry Ford. A couple in New Jersey found such a baseball in their attic, and Henry Ford's signature wasn't the only one on the ball, by the way. Joining us by phone to tell us more about this rare find, Josh Evans, the founder of Leland's.com, which is auctioning the baseball off tomorrow in New Jersey. Hi, Josh.
How are you, sir?
I am well. What was your reaction when you heard baseball signed by Henry Ford?
I was floored, and I saw it in person, which was great. We were at the National Sports Collectors Convention this year, which was in Atlantic City, and this couple came up and they said, "Well, we found this, in our attic, and we really don't know what it is or what it's worth or anything like that." And I looked at it and I immediately recognized the signature of Henry Ford. They knew it was Henry Ford, of course, but they didn't know if it was authentic or whether it was a joke or what. I also recognized the autograph of Ralph DePalma, who was a great race car driver, and I found out later worked for Ford. And it was pretty amazing, and I was really blown away. And my enthusiasm for it, because I'm interested in those type of things, things that cross over from baseball to historical or popular, really has a great interest to me. So, they actually walked around. I told them that what it was worth, or what it could be worth, $5,000 or $10,000. And they were going to walk around and talk to some other people, and they literally came back like a minute later and said, no, we're going to just go with you. We like you. You really have enthusiasm for it, and you're really excited about it. So we got it, and I was really happy.
All set to go tomorrow here. We'll point out to our listeners, too, that you have been dealing in antiques since the tender age of 8. You went on to become the first legitimate sports memorabilia appraiser in America. How do you go about authenticating autographs when people bring you items like this?
Well, the first thing is instinct. You have this little voice in your head that either if you must listen to it, though. It's easy to kind of push it out. But, I try to always listen to that instinct, and it just tells me right off yes or no. And then you need to kind of go a little further with it. You can look at, exemplars, meaning examples of other autographs of the same person that are authentic. And but I get a lot just from the look of it, not the signature itself, but what it's on and how that looks. But someone can just take an old piece of paper or an old ball and they can put an autograph on it. But there's a relationship that the autograph has to the thing it's on, to the content. And there has to be one of the industry terms is knitting, where when something's on something for a really long time, it has a different look to it than something that's been put on fresh.
Clarify for us, Josh, here. I guess Ford was a big fan of baseball. How many balls do we know how many baseballs he autographed?
Well, the only ones that have ever been seen are at this exhibit that was done at Ford, and it was the safety glass anniversary of safety glass, and it was in 1933, and they did like a display. And Ford, I guess there were children coming to this, maybe a school or something like that, and they went through the trouble of having custom-made baseballs with the logo of the exhibit, the logo of the V8 engine. And he signed them. Now, it was interesting. We thought that this was the only one, or could be the only one. And a collector came forward who was really a Ford collector, but he had a little mini collection within his collection of stuff from Ford that was baseball related, or related to both Ford and baseball. And he said, "Look, I have one too, and I also have this ball unsigned." And we were blown away. It was great. And he was nice enough to say, would you like to see the photograph of the exhibit and Ford signing these baseballs? And I was like, yeah, great. And we saw the actual, we have it actually on our website with the item, which is Leland's.com, by the way. And it's a picture of Henry Ford with a bunch of kids around him, and he's signing these baseballs.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
1933 event, and it's at Leland's.com. What are the odds that the ball he's holding is the ball that you're auctioning?
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't think it wasn't like, you know, there was a million people there. So, I mean, it's probably like 1 in 20 or something like that.
Okay.
But I know that the photo's good enough and the story and everything. It's just, it's great. It's very rare that you find things match up so well. But when, you know, with the internet and, you know, the communication out there, it's great because all these kinds of things come out. And what's interesting is you think, oh, well, all this stuff comes out because, you know, because of the market and you know, everything is now just so much more common. Well, it's interesting. There are things that are common in the field, you know, whether it's baseball cards or autographs or uniforms or any of the other things that we collect. But the really rare things, the really good things, those things, you realize how rare they are and how special they are. So it works. It's a two-edged sword, so it works both ways.
Josh Evans is the founder of Leland's.com. Tomorrow his firm is auctioning off a baseball that may be the only baseball ever signed and authenticated to be legitimate, signed by Henry Ford. The other notable autograph on this ball, there's a number of other ones, but one of them is Ralph DePalma. You alluded to him earlier. Great racing legend. He won the 1915 Indy 500 and lots more races. Tell us more about him.
Well, DePalma was really one of the giants. And when he got older, you know, and he couldn't race anymore because, as you said, he won the Indy in 1915. And this was now, you know, 18 years later, and he went to work for Ford, and he developed different cars and products, and he was very valuable. And it's also signed by some of the other executives of Ford. And, you know, it's interesting. The fact that it's signed by the executives and by DePalma, you know, because the other ball is just signed by Ford that we know of. What's interesting about that is it was likely then signed for not a kid but an adult, because someone that probably worked there and appreciated who these other men were and how important. One of them was a real groundbreaking exec whose name escapes me at the moment. But it was likely done for an insider, someone who really appreciated who the other people were.
We've just got a few seconds. Josh, how much do you expect the ball to go for tomorrow?
It's roughly at like $4,000, but, you know, it could easily go for 10 or 20. But we'll see. And there's another 1,000 lots of really quality, high-end sports memorabilia in this auction, everything from Pete Rose's Rookie of the Year award to a uniform worn in the last World Series that the Cubs were in 1945. It's really exciting. So if you go to Leland's.com, you could still register to bid, and you can bid at home in the safety of your own home, or the safety glass of your own home, if I may say so.
We've been talking about a baseball autographed and authenticated to have been autographed by legendary American industrialist Henry Ford. A couple in New Jersey found the ball in their attic, and tomorrow it's auctioned off by our guest, Josh Evans of Leland's.com in New Jersey. Thanks, Josh.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it very much.